Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
94.7 WMAS, it's the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg out this week. It's Dina and Lopez here with you today.
Good morning.
Good morning. And now it is time for Dina's Dirt at 640,
nice.
Being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. Okay, going to kick things off with Britney Spears sharing that her mom ignored texts from her when she was locked up in a psychiatric ward, even just back in 2019, so not even that long ago. Is that, you know, she's accusing her mom of completely ignoring her. So Britney had texted her mom, Lynn, about the meds that they had her on, saying her dad wanted to up the dosage, and she said that she feels sick all the time, and she feels like he's trying to kill her, and she's scared, and she said her mom ignored her until she was released and then sent her some weak messages that read, like, oh, you should have let me visit you and give you a hug. So Britney also called out her sister, saying, P.S., my sister's text after not texting for 3 days was, they're not going to let you go, so why are you fighting it?
Wow.
So, you know, I can understand that maybe, like, just to give them the benefit of the doubt, that maybe with her being where she was, they said it's best she has no contact with her family. And you guys should just, you know, but still, it just sounds like she really just was so scared. And, you know, I know she's a grown woman, but everybody gets scared, right?
I mean, the way that she was brought up, I would understand why she was scared.
Yeah, I mean, totally. So, I mean, she's, again, not done calling her family out and won't be for quite some time, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well, it was inevitable that Adele would have to announce her new residency dates sooner rather than later, since Ticketmaster accidentally leaked those dates.
Were they real?
Oh, yeah. She announced the new show dates on Instagram. And it turns out not only is she announcing a bunch of rescheduled shows, she's going to churn out 8 more.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to churn out concerts.
Especially when churn is the working word.
Yep.
So apparently there's going to be limited access to the tickets. They're giving priority to the fans who had tickets for the original show dates or those who had been registered and waitlisted. And I guess those fans are going to get an email invite from Ticketmaster.
Cool.
Yes, they can get their tickets first. Well, if Black Panther Wakanda Forever performs in theaters as well as the teaser, I guess Marvel will have another hit on its hands because the teaser itself racked up 172 million views in its first 24 hours. It's one of the top Marvel trailer debuts for a superhero film.
Nice.
And it doesn't even come out until November 11th. So we might even see more teasers.
Yep.
Goodfellas actor Paul Sorvino has died at the age of 83 from natural causes. Aside from his own amazing career, Paul was also the father of Oscar-winning actress Mira Sorvino, and he defended his daughter Mira against Harvey Weinstein in 2018 when he said he wanted to kill him for blacklisting her.
Wow.
So, you know, good to defend her like that, daddy. Good daddy in her corner. That's awesome, you know. But yeah, he will be missed. And, you know, we lost Ray Liotta, too, not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, from Goodfellas. Sad. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez had a private dinner together while they were in Paris to celebrate Jen's 53rd birthday. But during their meal, Ben got super emotional. He was like crying.
How do we know this if it was private?
Because all these paparazzi have long lenses. And you could see through, like, the trees and the bushes and stuff.
And buildings and everything.
But he was crying, and Jen was consoling him.
Aww.
And it didn't take too long for him to bounce back to his happy self.
Was it because there was, like, bad food? Why was he crying?
Don't know.
Oh.
But Jen made it all better.
Good.
That's
good,
the power of J-Lo.
That's true.
It's almost as strong as the power of cheese.
I felt it.
Yeah. You feel it in the air? I thought that was humidity.
Do.
That's J-Lo?
Yep.
Okay. That's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew. Dina and Lopez here with you this morning.
Yeah.
And it's time now for Dina's Dirt at 740, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club, Set It and Forget It with direct deposit to save for the holiday. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right. So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, twice in a matter of 2 weeks this happened to them.
What's that?
More unscheduled visitors at their home in Montecito.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So police showed up on, well, their wedding anniversary to deal with a trespasser.
Well, maybe they just wanted to say happy anniversary.
Maybe. And then again on May 31st. So you add this to the other security calls they've had in the past 14 months for intruders. So 6 security calls.
Hmm.
Interestingly, this comes amid news that Harry won his right to challenge the UK government over security arrangements for him and his family to be provided by the palace while they're visiting. So that's a big thing for him right now, is he's upset that the palace won't pay for his family's security when he goes to the UK.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, he's no longer a working senior royal.
Right.
So they say, well, because of that, you don't get security. But he says, hey, my family's at risk when I come here because of you people. I think they're you people now. They're not even family anymore.
Wow.
They're just you people.
Yeesh.
Nick Cannon explained his relationships as consensual non-monogamy. Is this like conscious uncoupling? Like we're just going to come up with new terms.
Consensual non-monogamy.
Consensual non-monogamy.
They all know that he's not going to marry them and have children with them? Is that kind
of
the...
Always having children with them. That's not the question. It's all a matter of all the baby mamas know about each other.
Yeah.
And they all know that he's with whoever he wants to be with at whatever particular time. That's all.
Wasn't that like the when people marry a whole bunch of people? Isn't that like the same thing?
Except he's not marrying. Polygamy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not marrying them, so this is all perfectly legal.
But it's like polygamy without the marriage because they're all hanging out together.
Right.
All right.
Well, maybe. They're not really all hanging out together either. Not all of them are friends. I don't even know if all the kids know they have siblings. I have no idea.
Mm.
But speaking of siblings, Nick just had his 8th child, a son.
Right.
Congratulations to him.
Woo!
And I'm pretty sure that all the ladies in his life know he has a hard time staying true to one woman at a time.
Right.
Now, it's also been reported Nick is expecting twins, too, with Abby De La Rosa, who's the mother of his other twin boys, Zillion and Zion.
Okay.
What a family tree.
Interesting.
What a tree this must be. Speaking of babies, fans think Kylie Jenner might have another on the way, which, if that is true, would be her third. She left a bunch of pregnant-themed emojis on her baby daddy Travis Scott's latest post, but a lot of fans think it's just a tease, you know, because her son was just born in February. So the math on that would have to be a pretty quick turnaround, let's just say.
So she's just doing it to get attention?
Yes, is what most people think.
Ugh. You gotta stop doing that.
I know. It's a Kardashian. What do you expect? A Kardashian Jenner. Erica Jane from Real Housewives. Well, she just came back from her Hawaiian vacation to a $50 million racketeering lawsuit.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. She was met at the airport by not an Uber driver, but by a woman who handed her 2 thick stacks of paperwork. So she's being accused of 9 charges, including a racketeering, unlawful business practice, deceit, a whole bunch of stuff, all in relation to that legal drama that involves her estranged ex-husband, Tom Girardi.
Right.
So this whole claim that they took money to basically fund their wealthy lifestyle, Erica has maintained her innocence throughout. But yeah, it looks like she's got a lot of reading ahead of her. A lot of homework. 2 big, thick stacks worth.
Nice.
Yep. And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS. 94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg crew. Dina and Lopez with you here this morning.
Hello.
And time now for Dina's dirt at 840. Being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's never too soon to start prepping for the holiday season. Join Pioneer Valley Credit Union's Holiday Club. club, set it and forget it with direct deposit. To save for the holiday, get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, so JoJo Siwa was answering some fans' questions, and she was asked, who was the rudest celebrity she's ever met? So this was like a TikTok thing where you just, you know, you flash your screen, you show. And okay. She quickly flashed. Like, so we're not even sure what we saw, but it looked like a picture of Fuller House actress Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh, wow.
But, here's the but. Some people thought the photo might have actually been Dance Moms star Ashley Allen, who's the mother of Brynn.
Do they look alike?
A little bit, like similar. Oh, yeah, they have okay. like a similar look to them. So it could have been. I'm not really 100% sure. I'd like her to clarify, because if it's not Candace Cameron Bure, then she should say that.
Yeah, you know, no, really. Yeah, because that's kind of weird.
If you don't want to confirm that it's Ashley, that's fine, but at least say it's not Candace. As far as her celebrity crush, that honor goes to Zendaya. She said Miley Cyrus is the coolest celebrity she's ever met.
Wow.
Nicest was Elton John. And for the celebrity that did me dirty, it was...
Excuse me?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
What?
This could be a reference to her fallout with Nickelodeon.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, unless SpongeBob really is a jerk, but I can't see that being true.
I don't think so.
He's so nice.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, this is huge news, has something coming out. All right, we haven't heard music from her in a long time, right?
Yeah.
She has joined Elton John in studio.
Ooh.
Like, literally, the two of them were in the studio together for 2 days for a remake of one of his greatest hits, Tiny Dancer.
Wow.
Or Tony Danza, as some people know.
I love this.
Isn't this awesome news? So, yeah, the song's in its final stages. Page Six says it's going to be released in August, so I want to believe all this is true.
Yeah.
Gosh, I really hope it is, because that is so awesome. I'm just envisioning what Britney's participation in it would sound like.
I have no idea. I'm very interested.
But if this is, you know, what's happening, then awesome for her. What a way to make a comeback, right?
Yeah.
Into the spotlight.
Right.
All right, Do Not Compare, Nope star Keke Palmer to anyone.
Okay.
So now that she's had the movie Nope come out this past weekend, social media started to compare her and Euphoria star Zendaya. And Keke came out and tweeted that, you know, I can't be compared to anyone. She says, I'm the youngest talk show host ever. First black woman to star in her own show on Nickelodeon. Youngest and first black Cinderella on Broadway. I'm an incomparable talent. Baby, this is Keke Palmer.
Ooh.
And then she talked about, you know, how she's been a leading lady since she was 11 with over 100 credits to her name and starring in Nope. So it doesn't sound like she's got anything against Zendaya, personally. It's just a matter of, like, recognize me for who I am. Don't try to compare me to anybody else.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lady Gaga, you know, kicked off her Chromatica Ball Tour, and it's something magical, literally.
Yes, it is.
A video clip from one of her performances has gone viral after a strange phenomenon.
Ooh.
Yes.
Were there UFOs?
No. Oh. Yes, actually.
Oh.
Someone threw something up to the stage area, or tried to get it on stage, and it seemed to hit a magical force field.
What?
Stopped dead in its tracks and fell. Before it could even hit Lady Gaga.
I gotta watch this.
So some people, yeah, it's on Twitter, you can find it. Some people are suggesting it's an invisible force field. But to me, it seems like maybe this object, whatever it was very light and didn't make it very far. Like when I try to show, like throw something to somebody, if I was throwing, say, like a very light handkerchief or something, you know how it goes a certain point, but then it almost like gets that backwind and starts to fall backwards? That's what it looked like to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I believe in magic, but
I'm watching the video right now. This is 100% magic. Whoa.
Okay, we will agree to disagree then, Lopez.
This is amazing. This
I mean, it is
really
Lady
happening.
Gaga. It could be magic.
This is happening.
Yeah, okay. That's your Dirt at 8:40.
Whoa, I just watched it again.
Okay. Get all the reports and the podcast.
Whoa,
at DinasDirt.com with 94.7 WMAS. It's magic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.